Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. In the September-October edition of Scientific American Mind, there's a wonderful article called Dating in a Digital World. Even if you're not interested in dating in a digital world, you may be like me and start reading the article and think, whoa, there's a lot of information in this article that applies to people looking for animals on the internet too. The authors talk about some basic misconceptions that get people into trouble when they go online. We tell ourselves that this is like one-stop shopping. We can just sit in front of our computers in our jammies and with the kids and zip through these sites and look at all these pictures and find our perfect pet. And yet, there are some problems with this system. One that definitely is true with animals is that we assume that what appeals to us in a picture is going to appeal to us in real life. A second one is that a good way to determine the best match is to pick out a bunch of different ones and compare their various characteristics. And that will tell us how compatible any one animal is going to be with us. So what are some things that we should think about when we go to sites like Pet Finders and others? Well, for one thing, set limits. There's such a thing as too many choices. Some studies have said that 7 is the maximum different concepts we can juggle at one time. I have no idea if this applies to looking at animals on the internet, but I suspect that it's a possibility. Once you're juggling more than 7, it becomes increasingly difficult to keep them straight. And if you can't keep them straight, one of two things are most likely to happen. They're all going to blur together and you're just going to get discouraged and quit. Or you want to end the agony of the indecision and so you pick one. So you're better off setting some limits for yourself right up front. The second thing is to pay attention to your thoughts. Are you committing yourself to a relationship with an animal that may last for years and years and years based on emotion? What qualities are really, really important to you? Oddly enough, when people actually think about it, it's not so much about the animal's size or sex or reproductive status. More often than not, it's about whether the animal is trustworthy, whether the animal is physically healthy. But even the quality of trustworthiness, what does that mean? Well, it depends on your lifestyle, doesn't it? If you run a daycare center in an open concept house, trustworthy to you might mean something quite different than it does to someone who lives by themselves on 160 acres in the middle of nowhere. At the same time as you don't want to flood yourself with options to consider at one particular time, you don't want to limit your sources either. There's a tendency in American society right now to think in terms of rescue. And if you're not going to rescue, then chances are you're thinking about a purebred. But both of those orientations may stand between you and finding an ideal animal for your household. These are some of the traps of online animal romance and some of the ways to avoid them. The bottom line is that you're not going to know for sure until you see the animal. And because your relationship with that animal may last the animal's lifetime, it pays to pay attention to how and why you shop for an animal online, it's not convenient. It's not faster if it doesn't work for you and it doesn't work for the animal.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.